you, Jim.
Well, week preparation for your football team, getting ready for Gilpin County tonight. What were some of the things after that Norwood game you guys really tried to hone in on this week in preparation for Gilpin County?
After Norwood, we really just kind of focused on our own fundamentals, our O-line work, footwork, just little things that were making some differences for us between a 2 or 3 yard gain versus breaking one open. So we really focused on our offensive and defensive lines a lot this week. And I think it's really improved, and I think it'll show this evening.
As I mentioned, you take on Gilpin County tonight. We'll get to them in just a moment. But when you look at, like you said, some of the things you've been focusing on, in terms of your offensive line play, just kind of take us through, because, I mean, it's certainly different. We're talking about eight-man football. It is different in terms of coaching up an offensive line. Take us through that process a little bit of some of the differences in coaching up your offensive line as opposed to coaching a regular, you know, five-man offensive line, a regular offensive line group.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the run game, if you are running a double tight situation, it's really like a five-man offensive line in more of a spread scenario for 11-man. So the edge is much, much closer to your quarterback and to your ball carriers. So you really have to take care of defensive ends and make sure that they can't redirect and make a play because they're really only 2-3 yards sometimes away from the mesh point or the quarterback. So we got to really strengthen our edges. And then our center has been making line calls for us so that we can make sure that we got guys going in the right direction. And that's really no different than the 11-man side of the game. Other than I would imagine that not too many 11-man teams have a freshman making the line calls at center. So
probably not. Most of them don't. They have an upperclassman making those calls. So, yeah, you have your young center. Tell us more about your young center that has to make those decisions on the line.
We got a big set of twins, actually, Jackson and Heston Bevan, who are big enough to play for us right now, and we just have to get them caught up to speed in the mental side of the game, learning all of the stuff that we do, all the nuances of our offense, and they are both incredibly intelligent, and they're both picking it up very fast. But Heston Bevan has been our center, and he's become a starter for us through week two, I guess, coming into week three. And then younger by a minute or two, brother Jackson is rotating that both guard and tight end for us. So,
Brian Bristol, the coach of the Plateau Valley Cowboys, with us today on the Team Sports Network. For your quarterback, Talon Long, I mean, in terms of pass protection, things like that, because I wanted to ask you this question because we had Colorado Mesa's offensive coordinator, Braylee Brown, on, and he talked about their quarterback, Karst Hunter, played high school football in South Dakota where they play nine-man football, and how different that was for him to actually have tackles as opposed to just the guards protecting him. Obviously Talon's been doing this long enough. He's a senior. It's not really all that strange to him because that's all he's known is playing eight-man football. But some of the challenges faces a quarterback when they play with an offensive line configuration that's different than that in 11-man football.
Yeah, he did have a little bit of a growing pain. He moved to us from Roosevelt High School when he was a sophomore. His dad came over and is our principal, and he came with, and so he was used to 11-man football, and it was a little bit of an adjustment for him. But he's done a really good job of picking up the changes. Big changes are, you know, when they say 3 seconds to get the ball gone, that's not a joke in eight-man football, and you're lucky sometimes if it is three. If they've got a blitz where they're bringing more than you can block, everything happens way faster. And he moves the pocket really well when that occurs. If we do break down on coverage or on pass protection, he moves the pocket pretty well and extends plays. But he's really, really good in the read game. We run a lot of zone read where we don't block a certain player. And, you know, all of that stuff happens almost twice as fast when you're reading from the center and a guard, and then the defensive end is right outside the guard. So that is an incredibly fast read, and he's really adjusted and become a master at it.
Brian Bristol, coach of the Plateau Valley Cowboys, joining us. They have Gilpin County tonight at Colburn. Gilpin County right now, Brian, they're kind of scuffling for Coach Craig Ball. They're 0-3 on the season. And, I know they played Justice pretty close here recently. They have some good running backs. Among them is a senior, Seth Gordon, who's their second-leading rusher. And they also have Jimmy Amardino, who is their leading rusher right now, a couple touchdowns and 146 yards per game. What's the scouting report on Gilpin County?
I think they're going to be a lot better than they show on paper. They've played a mostly tough schedule to this point. I saw their Justice game, and Justice had some really talented athletes that were hard to contain. Otherwise, they'd probably have been in that ball game and won it. But I'm expecting a few little tricks and a few things we haven't seen on film. I coached in the 8-man All-State game, and that was hosted at Gilpin County with Coach Ball. He hosted all of us. So he's got a scouting report on some of the best offenses and defenses in the state. So he's got probably something drawn up that'll surprise us tonight. So I'm expecting the unexpected and coaching my kids to play to the end.
Of course, Gilpin County over by Blackhawk, if you're just kind of wondering, where the heck is Gilpin County? It's over by Blackhawk. So 6 o'clock for that game tonight, correct, at your place?
It is 6 o'clock over there in Gilpin.
Oh, yep. I'm sorry, that's on the road at Gilpin, excuse me. So you guys will be on the road, and we'll have a safe journey over there. And best of luck tonight, Brian, to you and the Plateau Cowboys when you take on Gilpin tonight. Always appreciate it, and we'll grab you next Friday for a few minutes.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Brian Bristol, the coach of the Plateau Valley Cowboys.